We've been telling you this afternoon about this battle over beer at the Newport Arms Hotel. They are no longer stocking VB. The Arms has since been renamed the Newport after Justin Hemmings bought it. But he's angered locals with his decision to have Tui's on tap but no VB. This is all part of these deals that are done between the breweries and the pubs, whereby the breweries pay to have their beer on tap and their rivals nowhere to be seen. A petition to get the iconic pub on the northern beaches to serve VB again has now surfaced online. The man behind it, Jesse Williams. Good afternoon to you, Jesse.
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm well. You're a VB man, Jesse.
Oh, absolutely.
How did you know that VB was taken off the menu? Did you have to turn up to find out?
Yeah, essentially. Like, we rocked up on Good Friday, pretty keen to get into some VBs, and nowhere to be seen.
So what did you do? You had to move on to something else, Jesse?
Well, yeah, we may do with Chewies, but, you know, it's not really what you want, is it?
So what are you going to be doing about this, Jesse?
Well, essentially, I was sitting there with my dad and my uncle, and they said, like, they brought up the idea of making the petition, which I thought was kind of the best way to go about it, because it showed that more people than just us would be interested in having VB at the Arms. So essentially, at the moment, I'm just trying to get as many people behind the petition as possible so that we can show we actually have, you know, people who are going to buy it if they were to bring it in.
You can't drink the other beers they've got there?
Oh, look, you can, but you want an ideal situation there, especially when it's the Arms and it's like such an established venue that you want to go to fairly regularly.
What about the Four Pines? They serve that there, and that's a nice beer. Have you had the Four Pines?
Yeah, you know, it's a good beer, but if you're in the mood for a VB, I think you're in the mood for a VB. Know what I mean?
How many people have signed on to your petition?
Well, I'm going to be honest, I haven't even checked since I got home from work today, but last time I looked, it was around the 250 mark.
I've got good news for you, Jesse.
Yeah.
It's climbed to 279.
Oh, we are doing great.
How many signatures are you hoping for? And I guess, ultimately, you need the bloke who's running the thing, the publican, to listen up and say, right, I'll do something about it. But you understand business is business, right? I mean, you can't renovate a place like the Arms in Newport, a giant pub like that, without money. And if someone comes along and says, look, I'll give you a hand building the thing as long as you serve my beer and not my rivals, that's business, right?
I do understand business is business, but sometimes you've just got to, like, make way for some humanity in the world, I think. And serving VB at my favourite pub would be humane, I'd say.
The humanity in the situation. I can't believe we forgot about that, Jesse. Good Absolutely. Luck with the whole thing. I think by this time, tomorrow, it'll be up above 300, Jesse.
Thank you so much.
Jesse Williams, the man who started the petition to bring VB back.